AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New York Congressman George Santos has told Republican colleagues he's temporarily stepping down from his two congressional committees amid a host of ethics issues. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I think it was an appropriate decision that until he can clear everything up, he's off the committees right now.
Santos is facing multiple investigations over his personal and campaign finances and lies about his resume and family background. Reporters asking him,
are you considering resigning?
No, I'm not.
Another winter storm spreading ice from Texas all the way to West Virginia. More than 1,700 flights canceled nationwide. Thousands without power in Texas and travel treacherous. Governor Greg Abbott.
Many roads in Texas will remain very dangerous for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Alec Baldwin and a crew member from his movie Rust have been formally charged with involuntary manslaughter. Marci Zaraletta has details.
Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis has filed the documents that charge Alec Baldwin and weapons specialist Hannah Gutierrez Reed in the death of Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin had pointed a gun at Hutchins while rehearsing a scene when the gun discharged. Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nikas, declined comment and referred to a previous statement in which he calls the charges a terrible miscarriage of justice. Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed will be issued a summons to appear in court. I'm Marci Zaraletta.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a visit to Israel and the occupied West Bank with no visible signs of progress toward halting one of the deadliest outbreaks of violence in years.
Restoring calm is our immediate task, but over the longer term, we have to do more than just lower tensions. The United States is committed to working toward our enduring goal of ensuring that Palestinians and Israelis enjoy equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, closing out a strong January. This is AP News. A comet is on track to buzz Earth tomorrow, and you may be able to spot its tail.
The comet is named C2022E3ZTF, and it last visited us 50,000 years ago, during Neanderthal time. Astronomer Jake Foster at the Royal Observatory says the comet should travel about 26 million miles from Earth.
Sometimes the planet Venus can get closer to us than that, so we're certainly not in any danger at all, but we are just close enough that we can get a quite nice view of it.
The harmless green comet is already visible in the northern night sky.
The green is caused by the effect of the sun's ultraviolet radiation shining down onto the comet.
Indiana University astronomy professor Catherine Pilichowski explains what to look for.
The comet will appear as a very faint, fuzzy patch.
It can be seen with binoculars and small telescopes and possibly the naked eye in the darkest corners of the northern hemisphere. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.